The next patient is Ila Bowers. The last name is I-L-L, the first name, I-L-L-A, last name B-O-W-E-R-S. 86-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3A. The patient has maintained adequate kidney function. The patient continues to have chemotherapy for the breast cancer that appear metastatic in the lungs and in the liver. She got chemotherapy, immune therapy, and now they are trying a new modality of therapy. This patient, in the laboratory workup that was done on February the 1st of 2024, the serum creatinine .9 with a sodium of with a BUN of 59. The patient has an albumin of 3.4. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits, and the estimated GFR is 62 mLs per minute. The patient had a protein-creatinine ratio that went from 400 milligrams in July of 2023 to 2,211 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. This could be a glomerulopathy. Associated to the malignancy versus alterations in the kidney associated to chemotherapy. Unfortunately, I don't have the progress notes from the Florida Cancer Center, and that will be requested. Since there is such a dramatic increase in the proteinuria, we decided to start the patient on Kerendia ...10 milligrams every day, period. We are going to monitor the potassium in about 2 weeks, and we are going to phone in the prescription for the medication. Samples were given for 4 weeks. Following number. Anemia. The hemoglobin is 9.3, the hematocrit is 26. The MCV, MCH, and MCHC is consistent with normocytic normochromic. This could be associated to iron deficiency and or chemotherapy, suppressive effect on the marrow. The patient goes to the cancer center on regular basis. They will follow the anemia there. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 134 over 53. The body weight is 81. Following number, the patient has history of cardiac arrhythmia. That is treated with an intracardiac pacemaker. Following number, the history of breast cancer with metastasis, as mentioned before. Following number, The patient has a history of uterine cancer when she was in the 20s, and that was treated with hysterectomy at that time. Following number, the patient is malnourished. We had a lengthy discussion with Mrs. Bowers regarding the nutrition and the supplementation. Suggestions like ice cream, eggs, supplements, liquid supplements, mashed potatoes, and we went in detail and advised to have frequent meals, very small, in order to be able to at least maintain the body weight. We invested 12 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, documentation 9 minutes.